Good day, San Bernardino County prayer warriors. Our prayer focus today is on unsaved extended family, that they would open the door to Jesus and some declarations that we can have. So we have prayed for our extended family's hearts to be softened. We have prayed that those who surround them would influence them towards the Lord. We have prayed for the blinders to come off their eyes, and that any of the arguments that they still have against God would be fought with the truth. Now we pray that they would see Jesus standing at the door of their hearts, knocking, that they'd have an encounter with his love, that it would melt them and cause them to want to be with him and to serve him the rest of their days, that they would hear his voice, open the door, and fellowship with Christ. So we look forward to the day we can have joyous conversations of all the Lord has done for them, that laborers would go out and reap a huge harvest of souls, including our unsaved extended family. So Father, we thank you that your word in Jeremiah 24:7 says, I will give them a heart to know that I am the Lord. We thank you that they shall be your people and you will be their God, for they shall return to you with their whole heart. Heavenly Father, give our extended family one a heart that truly knows you. Draw them into a deep and personal relationship with you. We pray that they return to you wholeheartedly and find peace and fulfillment in your presence. In 1 Timothy 2:4, you say, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So Lord, we align our prayer with your desire for all to be saved. May our loved ones come to the knowledge of your truth. Remove any lies they believe, replace them with the life-giving power of your gospel. In Psalm 119:105, you say, your word's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So we ask God that your word would guide our extended family steps. We pray that they would encounter your scriptures in ways that illuminate their path and draw them closer to you. Help them see the truth of your promises and follow where you lead. And in Luke 15:7, just so I tell you, there'll be more joy in heaven over one sinner repents than over 99 righteous persons who don't need repentance. Lord, we pray for our loved ones' repentance. May they turn from their ways and come to you. We know there's great joy in heaven for everyone who repents. We long for that moment to come in their lives. And in Matthew 9:37-38, the harvest is plentiful, laborers are for you. Therefore, we pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. So Lord of the harvest, we pray that you would send laborers specifically into our extended family's lives. Place godly people around them who will lovingly share the gospel and reflect your truth. May their words and actions lead our extended families closer to you. And lastly for today, Psalm 34:18, you are near to the brokenhearted and save the crushed in spirit. We know that our extended family are broken in many places, in places that we are unaware of, but you are. So we pray that you would draw them to you, especially in their moments of brokenness and despair. Let them feel your presence, understand you are Savior and Comforter. Use their trials to bring them into a deeper relationship with you in the mighty name of Jesus.